We got some special guests today.
Yeah, we got special guests today, and I'm excited, man. We got Coach Davey and a few of the players that we want to talk to. I'm glad Coach brought them. We're going to have a chance to talk to them. As a matter of fact, Coach, why don't you come on up? You take Tim's spot. Tim, you come over to me, and you can share a mic.
There you go.
All right, Tim, here you go.
Ooh, I got the big mic today. The big man's mic. Coach, first of all, you ready?
He's down here squatting.
There you go. Listen, first of all, I want to say congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just a great year, man.
Coach, bring your mic down, son, so you can.
Is that better?
There you go. How am I doing?
Right in the mic.
I'm right there. All right. Like I say, congratulations. I mean, 9-1. And this comes 1 year after you finished 3-6. What, in your estimation, was the reason for the big turnaround?
Well, you know, like I think I've been saying to you guys most of the years, that these guys all bought in, top to bottom. You know, we had 27 solid kids on a team. Everybody was part of the program. Everybody was with it. Mm-hmm. Everybody lifted weights. Everybody did what they were supposed to do, and everybody believed in what we were doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seemed that way as well. All season long, the team just seemed to progress from 1 week to the next. It seems that's got to do a coach's heart real good, to see your team make that progression on the field from week in and week out. The first game, Johnstown, was a tough one. I mean, you come in, school hadn't even started yet, so the kids are coming in, haven't been in school yet. It's the first game and all, so that might not have gone exactly the way you had drawn it up on the chalkboard, but still, you come out with a win, and then it seemed from then on you just took off. Then came the Ravenna game, and you guys put it on them. And teams don't do that to a Ravenna team, but you pushed them all over the field, and very impressive.
Right. Yeah, we definitely got better every week, and that's really what we tried to, you know, to stress to these guys in the beginning. Listen, let's just get better every week. Let's learn from mistakes and keep things rolling. And the Ravenna game was definitely a turning point for us. That's when we knew, and that's when we instilled a lot of confidence in these guys.
Yeah, got to do your heart good, too, to see these kids, because you know how hard they've worked. You had a lot of kids back from last year's team that I mentioned had been, won 3 games, and you knew they were better than that. They knew they were better than that, and then they put it all together and came out with a season like this where you're ranked in the top 10 in the state. And I think it shows a lot of respect to the Hudson team, too, because even though the season didn't end exactly when or the way you wanted it to, still, you only dropped 3 spots in the rankings. You got to the top 10, and you got to number 13 after the defeat against Glens Falls. I mean, and I think that shows respect to your team that you've come that far. It wasn't one of those fluky things where, okay, they're top 10, but they lost a game, so you're going to drop out of the top 25 or so. I think it shows that Hudson football is back on the map.
Well, we're hoping so.
What was the moment where you felt like this team is special?
When we beat Ravenna is kind of when we kind of, you know, we looked at each other as coaches and went, you know, these guys are going to really start to gel and they're going to start to play together. And each week, no matter what happened, they seemed to learn from it and we seemed to do a lot better. And then when we got to, you know, when we beat Chalmont, then we beat Schuylerville, then we kind of knew, you know, things were going our way. But the Ravenna game is, in my eyes, was the turning point.
Let me tell you the moment when I realized this team was special.
Tell me, please.
The moment I realized this team was special was every home game, either myself, Vern, or the person right next to us won the 50-50.
Yeah, we knew.
I knew. That's when I knew. I said, man, this team is all right.
Like, if I'd have known that, I had you buy my tickets.
Man, we tried to win in Glens Falls, too.
Yeah.
We tried.
It was rigged.
But we have to talk about the Glens Falls game. Mm-hmm. And I just want to ask you, I talked to Tim about it. I personally don't think that Glens Falls was that much better than us. It looked like we came out a little flat once we got into a hole that we couldn't climb out of it. If we could go play that game again, you know, and you could coach the guys up and get them ready for next Friday, what would you tell them different? And as their coach, do you think they would respond and play a better game?
Yeah, you know, some of it, I think, had to do with the pressure of being in the Super Bowl. You know, a lot of these guys have never, like I said, you know, Mike, Hamma, Willie, been to that big stage in the basketball. The rest of these guys really haven't. We've been winning 2, 3, 4 games a year, so nobody's really been there before. And Tim and I had this conversation a week or so before, if we came out slow and we told the guys, if you come out slow against the Glens Falls team and get a slow start, you're going to pay for it. And that's exactly what happened. The 2 weeks prior we came out slow, we were able to rebound. We turned the ball over 4 or 5 times in the first quarter, and there was no way we were digging ourselves out of that hole.
Big follower of the basketball team, I mean of all the Hudson sports. Hudson basketball beat Glens Falls. I mean, that house was packed, was jammed. It was in Glens Falls. There was a time in the game, I think it was right before halftime, they might have been up 40-0. They do an onside kick, and then they throw a touchdown. You know, they throw the ball for a touchdown to go into halftime. At that moment, I realized this is personal. You know what I mean? Like, they really have a vendetta against Hudson, and they're going to try to beat the crap out of us just because they can't get that other loss back. They're going to do it there. Did you feel that, or did you just say, hey, this is football, and this is just the way it's played?
Yeah, you know what? I really don't take it personal at all like that. You know what? The bottom line is it is football. A couple times this year, we put 64 on Ichabod. You know, we can back in the JV ranks, we could put 60 on people. So I don't take that stuff personal. It is what it is, and I'm confident that we'll have our opportunity to go do it to them the same way.
Oh.
So
I like that.
It all works itself out in the end.
So let's talk about next year. You know, you guys finished not the way you wanted to, but still 100% strong. I have some questions, but Coach, I'm gonna bail you out. You know why? You have a great job, and the last thing you need to do is get involved in, you know, things about the community.
Yep.
Because, you know, I know how it is to be a coach, so I'm not going to ask you these questions. I'll ask the player these questions. And they're not bad. They're not bad questions.
No,
it's
fine.
Just that I don't want the coach to have to take any flack, you know. But
I take enough flack. Don't
yeah,
worry.
So I don't want to give you any more. But I wanted to ask you, you got some guys coming up. I mean, at the end of the game, you know, Charles Goodemo, he was playing some really good defense. You heard his name over the loudspeaker. You have some guys coming up. What was the fullback for JV? I think Moon. He's coming up, right?
Yes.
What do we look like as far as next year and the talent that's coming up to join, you know, guys like Willie and the guys that you have left?
I don't see us missing a step. I just got a text message from the other coaches. They're in the weight room right now, and there's probably 15 guys in the weight room. Some of them are these big JV players, Jahad Coleman and Tristan Collins. And those, as long as those guys buy in, things progress the way they should. You know what I mean? And that's really, this group has bought in, and hopefully these JV kids do as well. Zachariah Wilburn's back. Willie's back. So, you know, the Goodemo kid is back. And we got some real solid kids coming from the JV team. And I think the future is bright.
Okay. Let me give you the clap. Coach, you know what? Myself, Ray, we call him Postmaster Ray. He just took the post exam. He's training now. He's listening in. He'll be back next week. And along with Slay, we just want to congratulate you on a great season. But not only that, you've been the first coach that actually talked to us. You know what I mean? Like, and as you've seen throughout the whole year, you know, we weren't mean to you. We just wanted to have a conversation with you. We just wanted to know what was going on inside. And thanks to Tim Martin, you know, using the powers that he have. And hopefully you continue to check in with us. I mean, we're here. It's a community radio show. So we're here for the community. And what better way to get your voice heard and to loosen up the guys? Because, I mean,
right.
Think about it. I want to say maybe two games before you guys made the Super Bowl, a lot of news stations started coming down.
Right.
A lot of reporters started coming down. And they started sticking the mic in people's faces. I remember you guys, I think you guys won against Chalmont. And they were doing a video, and then someone came up to Chris and said, hey, Chris, they want to talk to you. And he looked like a deer in headlights. They want to talk to me? Like, he couldn't believe that they wanted to talk to the hardest-hitting guy on the team.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he went over and he had his interview. But, I mean, we're always here, and we're always willing to help, and you guys can come by and use us as much as you need to.
Listen, we appreciate what you guys did for us, too, giving us all this attention. The kids had a great time, you know. Thanks, Tim. The coverage is, you know, it's fantastic.
Tim's a monster, man. You know what? I'll tell you a quick story. We met. Yeah, look, hey, I don't know about the good looking thing.
Slate, yeah, thank God it's radio.
Slate, you want to tell Coach how we got affiliated with Tim?
Yeah, we got affiliated with Tim, you know, on bad terms at
on bad
first.
Terms, yeah.
At first, on bad terms, just because, you know, we weren't seeing a lot of. You know, coverage, and we also weren't Facebook friends with Tim at the time. But, you know, friends of Tim came to his rescue, man, and, you know, we ended up connecting and realizing, you know, how hard Tim works. And so, you know, we definitely appreciate Tim.
Listen, Tim, you know, has done so much for us as far as coverage-wise, the basketball team, the football team. He's, you know, so, and you guys too. You know, people are out there talking about it, and the kids had a ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't thank you enough. And like I said, we're always going to be here to support you, win, lose, or draw. You know, we're some of your biggest fans. So congratulations, and let's win again.
Yeah.
Now,
keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. My last name's crossed, so don't worry about it. We cover. Which one you want to bring me? I'll take any one. You introduce them. I want you to introduce them and tell us a little bit about them. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about the person, and then we'll go from there.
So we'll start with our defensive back. Mason Goldstein is his name. He's a junior. This year, he's the guy you're talking about with the 7 interceptions, which mm-hmm. is top
my in guy. Section
2. Yeah, yeah.
Mason was selected as first team all-conference Reinfort Division at defensive back.
Hold on for a second. He deserves a clap for that. You know what I'm saying? Let me get the clap right here. You won't be able to hear it right now, Mason, but on the playback you will. Okay.
All right, hold on.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited about actually getting to talk to Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to start off? Say something about his sneakers or something. Get him nice and loose, man. You know how we loosen the guys.
I'm gonna take it easy because, like, you know, Vern, tell him who's my favorite player, man.
Let me tell you.
Tell him who's my favorite player, man. He right next to us. Mason has been, you know, my favorite player. Like he,
thank you.
He just been in the right spots at the right time, and you know. And the games that we went to, when I found out, like, Mason was playing, I was telling Vern that first game, I said, yo, he's all heart. Like, you know, they better watch out because he's going to give it 110%. I do have to say, you know, I've known Mason since he was way young. Yeah. And, you know, he went through all the programs that I was in, everything like that. He ain't never caught one of my interceptions. I'm just saying. Some of them after school program games was cutthroat. You know, I might have led the league in yards in the gym.
You were the adult. So you're supposed to. Man.
Exactly. I taught him well.
So, Mason, wow, man. 7 interceptions. Talk about your love for football. When did you start playing football, and how did you know that football was going to be good for you?
I started playing back in 5th grade on the Pop Warner team, and I played all through 8th grade, and then the program stopped, and then I played JV as a freshman and sophomore, and this is my first year of varsity. And I think my stepfather got me into football mm-hmm. because before he came into the family, like, I wasn't really interested in football. And I didn't really know a lot. And then he, like, taught me about it and, like, was kind of like a coach for me. And so that's what got me, like, into football and what made me love it.
Do you play the position that you would like to play? I know that sometimes you get, you know, a quarterback at JV, but then they put you in defense, you know, because there's a better quarterback or, you know, you can't pick up the offense. Are you supposed to be where you are?
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year, I played safety, and I did okay. And then I started playing D-back my sophomore year, and I did very well my sophomore year. And then I played the same position junior year, and I liked the position. So I don't think I want to play anywhere else.
7 interceptions. Were you surprised? Are you a confident player? I mean, you talk about guys that get interceptions, you know. Is it about being in the right place at the right time, or is it, you know, having great, you know, hand-eye coordination, keeping your eye on the quarterback, you know?
It's. I think it's both. I mean, you are kind of in the same the right place at the right time, but you also have to get in your good backdrop and keep around the quarterback and make sure the receiver doesn't get behind you, because if they do, you know that quarterback's going to throw it and throw for either a touchdown or a big play, so that's kind of one of the things I did good, was getting that good back pedal and made sure the receiver didn't get behind me and watch the quarterback.
Surprised about the 7 or?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little surprised. I mean, my sophomore year I had 6 on JV.
Oh.
So I was
hoping.
So I was hoping to either get that or maybe more this year. And then after, like, my first 2 games, I had 2 picks. And then I kept telling myself, like, I want to get, like, an interception a game. And then that didn't happen, but, like, I had a lot of 7.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, almost.
Slay?
What was your favorite moment of the season?
My favorite moment was when we beat Schuylerville to go to the Super Bowl, because I've never been to a Super Bowl or anything that big ever. So that was my favorite moment, and that was a good experience.
Were you nervous out there?
I'm nervous every game. Every game I have those nervous those butterflies in my stomach, and then after the first hit, they go away, and I am confident. So,
yeah. Do you play any other sports? Do you work? What do you do?
I do play other sports. I play volleyball, and I play track. Well, I didn't play track last year, but I'm probably going to play it this year, and I have a job. I work at
The
Barlow Hotel, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a mind reader. I know.
Yeah.
See, Tim, I'll tell you, I'm smart, man. Trust me. next year, what are you looking to improve on?
Well, next year's my senior year. It's my last year probably playing football. So hopefully I'm trying to do the same thing I did this year and maybe better, but it's hard to do that. But I'm hoping for the team to go back to the Super Bowl or make it far like they did this year and hopefully win it.
Okay. This is what I told Mike and the basketball guys. You do realize that now these teams are going to have a big, big bullseye on your guys' back. You're going to have to work twice as hard. I mean, if you think about it, last year, how many games did they win, Tim? Last year?
Three.
You know, so they kind of was like, oh, Hudson who? But to go to the Super Bowl, to win impressively the way you did, they're really going to be like trying to beat you guys. So a lot of hard work will get
you. It's going to be a lot of pressure on us to do what we did this year, next year. But, I mean, if we work hard and play like we did, we'll probably do the same thing, hopefully. And we have a lot of good players coming up from the JV team that I think can hopefully fill the spots of the seniors that are leaving this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
So I got one more question, and it's kind of a combo question. You were not on the basketball team, so I want to ask you, do you think that the football team got the same amount of respect and support as the basketball team did? And also, when you guys came home from that loss, do you think that enough people were there to support you? Because I mean, that was the first time you guys lost. You lost pretty bad, you know. How did you feel about that as far as, you know, the city and the community coming out to support you guys?
Well, for the basketball one, I think the football team did get a ton of respect from the community and from everyone, from, like, the newspaper and the news station, and maybe, like, the same respect as the basketball team. And, I mean, for the loss for Glens Falls, losing sucks, and I think everyone, like, wanted to win real bad, and they were a really good and tough team. And we just didn't play our game that game. And I think people felt bad maybe for us because, like, we made it so far. And, like, a lot of people were there to support us in Shen. And then, I mean, going home losing sucks.
I mean, but sometimes you need that. It's going to help you get over those hurdles. I mean, for the rest of the year until the next time you step on that football field, just remember the feeling you had.
Yeah, hopefully that loss to Glens Falls will give us momentum for next year.
All right, man. Thanks, Mason. Right. We look forward to seeing you play. Listen, like I told Coach, anytime that you want to come by, I know you said that you run track and you play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you need the community to know, just come by. Sit in with us. Let us
give
know.
A shout out to M and Cookerstein, too, man. They get the great work.
Shout out to my parents.
Shout out. Here's a clap for everybody. Thanks, Mason.
All right, thanks for having me.
Like, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah. It's just weird to me because I haven't seen him. And talk to him in a couple years, so I hear his voice so different and everything. I'm just like, dang, how old am I getting over here?
So, are you sure he ain't picked none of your passes, man? Or
I'm telling you.
I think he's ready. He want a rematch.
Like Steve Young out there.
No, you're not Steve Young.
Yeah.
Next up, Tim, you do it. You do the honors, Tim.
Oh, man. This is a young man by the name of Devin Kipp, defensive end. And here's a kid that just, to me, and again, who am I? But to me, was the most improved player on that Hudson High team this year. Young man came around that edge like a man possessed every single game and earned a lot of respect in the league. I want to thank you for coming in today and give you the congratulations for a great season, Devin, really.
Thank you.
Now tell me, how many years have you been playing? I know I spoke with Coach Davey about this, but you haven't been playing football for a long time, have you?
2 years.
2 years? I'm just going to put your mic up right there. 2 years. So did you didn't play Pop Warner at all? You started on playing as a varsity?
Started varsity level.
Wow. That's amazing. What was the reason for that? Was there a sport that you preferred to play before football, or you just weren't interested in football right at that point?
I would have played football if I knew it was this fun all along. But previously, I've never played a sport.
Sure.
So football was the first sport I ever played.
And you played it well.
Yeah. How was it adjusting to, you know, something as new as football? Because, you know, it can be complicated when you playing it the right way.
Well, first year, I had no clue about anything, really.
Sure.
Didn't know any positions. Really anything at all.
But it didn't seem that way because, I mean, even last year, you could see the potential that you had, and then it just came into being. It came to fruition this year. I mean, you really, really had an outstanding year. I mean, on that one side that you played, I mean, nobody was getting past you. I mean, it was amazing. And then the pressure, it seemed like you were in the backfield every single time the ball was snapped. I got to congratulate you on that. That was tremendous. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely fun to watch. What gave you the inspiration to, you know, go and work and get better from last year to this year?
My team, mostly. The minnow miano, they call them.
The minnow.
Always got to strive to be the best.
There you go.
I mean, that's how I felt in Madden my first time. You know, I was. I just had to go in there. You know, I work on my craft.
Go get them.
You know, 100 thumb push-ups a day, and you know, make sure my spin move is serious. Like.
You got to be careful with him, man. He loves Madden though. No, you didn't, Tim. It's not real. He doesn't have a spin.
One of the listeners just said Devin is really the truth. That's the message I just got.
Like I said, outside the pads, you're shy. You know, you seem shy. I mean, maybe with your friends, you're not. Do you play with any aggression, or I mean, are you just out there just trying to be talented? I think football players, you know, the madder they are, the better they play. Do you use that philosophy, or do you just say, hey, I'm out here, I'm tackle somebody, and that's it?
Aggression is a big factor, but I'm not a very aggressive person. I just go out there and try to get the job done, play my part.
Yeah, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
What's your favorite moment of the season?
Yeah.
Coming right for division champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's next in your future? I mean, 2 years of playing football and playing at this level, I mean, I'm sure you can play more if you really wanted to.
Hopefully play some college football. And on a good note, wasn't satisfied with just 2 years, so come back for more.
Okay, do you have any prospects of where you want to go? Are you a senior?
I'm a senior.
Yeah, do you have any prospects on where you want to go?
I'd like to go to Hudson Valley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. See, Mason was my favorite player. You was the where the hell did this kid come from playing?
Yeah, he was.
I was like, yo, who's this? Because Vern was, he gave me the rundown on everybody the first game. And, like, you was definitely like, where did he come from? Like, he's getting busy.
It was all great coaching.
Yeah. Coach, you got that. you want to shout your moms out? Just in case she's listening. If not, she'll hear the playback. Or your sister or anybody like
that? Shouts out to Shelly and Jalea.
You were able to call your mom by her government name?
Yeah, we can't. The team can't help you there. Yeah. Like,
I don't know if I could do that, man. I don't want no problems. So.
Shouts out to mom.
But like I said, anytime, man, anything that's going on, just let us know. We're on every Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come by, you can call in, you can just come hang out with us or whatever. But I want to thank you for a great season. You guys made it fun to watch. And even on those cold nights that we were out there, it just didn't seem so cold because you guys kept us motivated and jumping and clapping. And I can't thank you enough, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and come back anytime.